Close your eyes and listen for a moment. That's the sound of Wimbledon in 1978 as Martina Navratilova sets out to win that tournament for the first time. Navratilova and her opponent, Chris Evert, began that final with a 14-shot rally and nary a grunt. Fast forward 34 years, and we have Maria Sharapova facing Sara Errani in this year's French Open final, and things sound just a little bit different. Omega Games' Karen Given is here to tell me why I'm listening to this. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Bill.
I'm not the only one who finds this annoying, am I?
Absolutely not. It comes up at Wimbledon every year because Wimbledon is such a quiet and genteel tournament. In fact, in 2009 at Wimbledon, tennis great Martina Navratilova compared it to cheating.
If you don't hear the ball hitting the racket, you depend on that. Whether the player is doing it on purpose or not is irrelevant. They should not be doing it, and the umpire needs to take care of that.
And the umpires have paid no attention at all to Martina. Have I got that right?
Well, they try. There's something called the hindrance rule, but nobody knows how to enforce it. Serena Williams got hit with it after shouting, "Come on," when a line judge didn't give her the call she wanted at the 2011 U.S. Open. But one of the worst offenders, Victoria Azarenka, got away with this at the 2010 Tokyo Open. Wait for it.
That woman sounds like she's in distress. Earlier this week, the Women's Tennis Association outlined their plan to, as WTA Chairman Stacey Allister said, quote, drive excessive grunting out of the game for future generations. So what are they going to do?
Well, they're going to try to educate younger players to let them know that noises like these will no longer be tolerated. They're going to design some sort of handheld device. Some people have called it the gruntometer.
No, it's a gruntometer.
And they have to make some sort of a rules change, at least according to Douglas Robson. He's the tennis correspondent for USA Today, and I spoke with him earlier this week.
They also have to figure out, you know, what is an acceptable and an unacceptable sound. You know, is it the pitch of the sound? Is it the length of the sound? Is it the decibel level of the sound? These are all things that have to be worked out before they can put any kind of new technology in place.
So they're going to do this real soon, right?
Well, not really. The WTA has basically given up on the current generation of tennis players because everyone seems to agree that it's too late to ask them to change the way they play the game. Again, here's Douglas Robson.
They've talked to psychologists, sports science experts, and this is an integral, ingrained part of the way that they play, and they're asking them to change the way that they expel air when they hit the ball would be too much.
You know, it may not sound like it, but I actually prepared for this discussion. I talked to veteran tennis analyst and old friend Bud Collins about the very same matter this week, and he brought up Monica Seles, who won her first Grand Slam tournament, the French Open, back in 1990, sounding like this. And for a while, Seles tried to tone it down, at least according to Bud.
In 1992, when Monica Seles, who was the first of the big-time grunters, came into Wimbledon as the favorite, and two players complained about her grunting. Monica tried to cut it out, and she played miserably and lost the final easily. Then people let up on her.
That sounds like a pretty good argument against making the current players change their tunes.
Tunes, I like. Yes.
But if Maria Sharapova based her screams on the grunts of Monica Seles, and today's junior players are basing their screams off Maria Sharapova, how young is the WTA going to have to go?
Well, I brought that matter up with Bud as well.
Imitation in all sports, of course, happens. But when you hear these sopranos, there are people who wish they would imitate Tosca and jump off the wall.
I've never seen that opera.
No, I haven't seen it either, but I think we can take Bud's point. The men are pretty loud as well, though. Did you hear Rafael Nadal and Novak Djokovic at the French Open earlier this month? So, any chance that they get asked to tone it down as well?
No, there's no signs that the ATP will follow suit on this. But most people don't seem to think the men's grunts are quite as annoying as the women's. They sound more like legitimate expressions of hard effort, where on the women's side, it's beginning to sound like whoever shrieks the loudest is going to win the match.
Thank you, Karen.
Thanks, Bill.
To grunt or not to grunt? That is the question on our Facebook page. Visit facebook.com/onlyagameradio. Like us and share your thoughts about the groaning and moaning at Wimbledon. And check out all the photos, stories, and other sports gems we post there all week long. That's at facebook.com/onlyagameradio.